Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the roots of a rockabye baby song may go deeper than we realize. We'll learn about a new theory on how lullabies evolved with Gemma Tarlack of Discover Magazine.
First, state assembly Republicans shared their transportation funding plan last week. The complex plan involves cutting the existing gas tax while applying the state sales tax to fuel purchases. On Friday, we talked to a reporter about the details of the plan. You can hear the archived audio of that interview at WPR.org/Central Time.
Since the plan has been released, there's been a lot of reaction. Governor Scott Walker told the Associated Press that he can't support the Republicans' plan. And the Wisconsin State Journal released an editorial called Just Raise the Gas Tax Already. You can find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page.
Scott Milford joins us now. He's the editorial page director for the Wisconsin State Journal. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, make the case. Why just raise the gas tax already?
Well, the cost of roads is not getting any cheaper. And in fact, the gas tax that we have been paying is going down. Every year, our cars get better gas mileage. So that means, according to, say, the Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan Fiscal Bureau, which crunches numbers for the state, the average driver in Wisconsin is actually burning 48 fewer gallons a year. And that means we're spending about $15 less a year on the gas tax. The gas tax has not been raised in more than a decade, and it doesn't go up when the price of gas goes up because it's tied to the price per gallon. So for some reason, the governor has decided that this is a terrible, onerous tax, and it cannot be raised no matter what. But in reality, it's not. It hasn't been going up. But the cost of roads are going up, and we're expanding roads, and we're a tourism state that needs good roads. We're an economy that needs good roads, and I don't understand why a simple fee increase on motorists is so onerous or so difficult, especially when other fees are going up. We have to pay more to go into a state park. We have to pay more for licenses that we get, things like that. So we also have to pay more for roads, because inflation keeps going up. And this is one of the few things that hasn't increased. And for some reason, the governor, I think, politically, and he's a smart guy when it comes to politics, thinks that this is where he's going to draw a line and not allow it to go up. But in the meantime, our roads are deteriorating. We just had a state audit that said we have the worst roads in the Midwest, and they're getting worse because we don't have money. And U.S. News and World Report just ranked our roads as 49th out of 50 states. To get by, the governor has been borrowing a lot of money, almost $1 billion in each of his last two budgets. But I think lawmakers, particularly in the assembly, understand that this is unsustainable and it can't continue, and we need to get some more revenue from somewhere.
So let's look at this assembly plan, because you're right, they are trying to borrow less than the governor is to do the same amount of work. So they've got this mechanism lowering the gas tax, but putting the gas tax on the sales tax that applies for everything else, some other fiscal maneuvers, and then ultimately changing the income tax to kind of balance that out. What's wrong with their plan?
Well, it's very convoluted. It has even more pieces than you're mentioning.
Right.
It probably has another 10 pieces than you're mentioning. And there's a lot of it that doesn't even deal with the gas tax. I mean, I think there's some decent ideas in there. I think that asking the federal government if we can put some tolling, open road tolling, not the kind of tolling that makes you stop all the time, but if we could have tolling on the interstates, we could bring in more revenue from, say, Illinois tourists or from over-the-road truck drivers. I think repealing the minimum markup on gasoline isn't a bad idea, but it's not going to save that much money because there's so many ways around the minimum markup now. The minimum markup is where you have to charge a certain amount for gasoline. So it's not that that all of their ideas are bad, and I have a lot of sympathy for the Assembly Republicans because I think they're just trying to craft something here that they can get past the governor and say that they didn't increase the gas tax, because technically what they do is they lower the gas tax, but then they apply the sales tax to gasoline, which would amount to a 12-cent increase, whereas lowering the gas tax would have reduced it by a nickel. So in the end, you're raising it anyway. So I just think what needs to happen here is just something simple. And just, we need more money for roads. We haven't been raising more money for roads in more than a decade. Let's just bump up the gas tax a bit, like so many other states, including states run by Republicans, have done. Iowa raised their gas tax by a dime a gallon.
Talking to Scott Milford from the Wisconsin State Journal. He's the editorial page editor there. The editorial team just recently published an editorial called Just Raise the Gas Tax Already. Scott, we heard from Jerry on Facebook who says, wouldn't increasing the gas tax hurt poorer people who can't afford more fuel-efficient vehicles? So would this be, in effect, a regressive tax?
Well, yes, it is a regressive tax in that everybody pays the same amount. Now, if you drive a big gas guzzler, you pay more. And I think if that was a big concern, there have been proposals on the table from some of the governor's own task forces that you could do other things. Like you could, if you're concerned about that, you could, for example, charge a higher registration fee. By the way, we have the lowest registration fee, annual fee for a vehicle in the Midwest. You could charge a higher registration fee for, say, a luxury vehicle. You could do something like that if you wanted to make it more progressive. But I think ultimately, people who drive on the roads have to pay for the roads. And the simplest way to do that is a gas tax. Now, maybe at some point here we move to more of a mileage tax, because if you, based on how far you go, and that's something the task force that the governor created also had recommended and which he ignored. Because then if you have electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, they're helping pay for the road too.
Now, once upon a time, Scott, the gas tax was indexed. Inflation went up. The gas tax went up automatically. A little more complicated than that, but that was the gist. Nobody had to make a vote on it, which I guess made it politically savory or sound, but that was voted out of existence. Should we go back to that?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think there was some argument that it was automatically making our tax higher and higher, and we were getting to the point there where it went up every year with inflation, and pretty soon Wisconsin's gas tax is one of the highest in the nation. Now that we've frozen it for more than a decade, we have fallen, and we're not the highest in the nation. And in fact, if you include states that have sales tax applied to their gas, we're about the middle of the pack for the Midwest. So, yeah, I think that would remove a lot of the politics from it, and you'd have this steady increase with inflation to pay for roads. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Scott, some people have said, hey, we don't have a road funding problem. We have a road building problem. Our eyes are bigger than our stomach. We've planned on too many projects, more than we need, and that's why we can't pay for it. Do you buy that?
Well, if we do, then why do they keep proposing all of these projects? I mean, the governor in each of his last two budgets has borrowed almost $1 billion in each of those budgets. So clearly he thinks we need better roads. And how has he gotten the money to pay for them? He's borrowed largely. And his latest plan, which he's pushing for, is, well, let's take more money from the general fund. But when you take, he also wants to take more money from the general fund to pay for schools. So if you start taking money from income and sales taxes to pay for roads, now you're competing. Roads are now competing with schools for money. And you can't have it both ways. You can't, you know, he's going to increase more money for schools, but take more money out of that funding stream for roads, that contradicts. So I just think it's really not that hard to increase the gas tax, but for whatever reason, the governor thinks politically he's on the right side with the voters. I don't think he is. If you look at polls, voters really don't want to pay more for anything. But I think increasingly, as our roads get worse and worse, voters are saying, I'm willing to pay a little bit more. And in a news story we had Sunday, it seemed like the governor was hinting at that.
So do you think that the political will could be there to, as you say in the editorial, raise the gas tax already?
Well, I think the governor's down this road that he would veto it. So then the question is, which John Nygren, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, essentially the budget committee, he had sort of, this was last year, mentioned the word override, like maybe they could override a veto of the governor. The thing is Wisconsin's legislature has not override a veto in more than 30 years. Governors are very powerful. And when the same party controls the legislature as the governor's office, they're even more resistant to doing that. But I think if there was going to be the political will, it would come out of the assembly, and they would just say, we've had enough. We're just going to put some reasonable, modest fee increases here in the budget. And if you veto it, Governor, we'll try to override. But I have to acknowledge that would be very difficult.
We'll leave it there for now. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure.
We've been talking to Scott Milford, Wisconsin State Journal editorial page editor. You can find a link to the editorial, "Just Raise the Gas Tax Already," on the Central Time Facebook page.